Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ladies of the Light podcast. I'm your host, Jess Thomas. We have a wonderful interview with Christian Owens. Here's a little piece.
God is all about the grace over grind culture. We then end up focusing on, well, we've got to pay the bills. But we then, because we're in that hustle, we're forgetting that God is our source. So my triumph, I can say that it's the renewal of the mind.
So that is just a couple of the gems that's dropped in this episode for everyone that's out there in the hustle and bustle of the world. This is to free us all from all that stuff. Please make sure you stay to the last second, and we're going to hop right into the interview. Be blessed. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Ladies of the Light interview. We have another wonderful guest here. We are in the midst of our Tragedy to Triumph series, and I'm just so happy of all these women that God has brought to this platform with this series, sharing their wonderful testimonies about how he was just able to bring them through so many things, and it's all about the goodness of God and just glorifying him. So I'm just so happy that we have another guest on. Her name is Christian Owens. Hello, Miss Christian. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And she's all the way in Canada, you guys. And so she is here to, again, share her wonderful testimony. And I'm going to just give you a few things about her. So Christian is a kingdompreneur. I like that. A mom of three, a Christian nutritionist and natural health practitioner who carries 3 decades in the wellness industry. And I am so happy that she is here to just share about her story, her triumph, things that she has been through, but God Almighty just pushed her through. And I'm so excited about this episode. And so can you just share just even about your testimony with the audience, and what is your tragedy to triumph testimony?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a loaded question, because I've been in an entrepreneur since 1999. That sounds like eons ago. It sounds like we're saying the 1950s, but it's been that long. It was always on my heart. And I do believe that God has placed kingdompreneurs in the marketplace for a reason. And number one is because God has all the finances that he needs in the world, right? But he needs us to steward them and to get them out. And, you know, we know that money doesn't fall from the sky. It doesn't fall from heaven. And so he has placed us in where we are in the marketplace. For those of you listening that are kingdompreneurs, he has placed you there because he has a purpose and a plan that will glorify him, because it has nothing to do with us. So being an entrepreneur for as many years as I have, my background is health. I've been in the health industry forever. It's all I've ever known. And I was growing my business, as I know that's where God wanted me to be. I was growing my business, and I wouldn't say I was growing my business without God, but it was one of those things where many of you probably can relate, is this is my plan. Even though I do believe God plants his plan within you, but let's just say that. And so I didn't realize that I had my plan, and I was expecting God to bless that plan. And so it wasn't, honestly, this has been years, and I was chasing the next goal, and I was doing it innocently. It wasn't like I was doing it where I was like, I want all the money in the world. No, I want to give money away. I was just saying, when I was watching a little bit of the Oscars and looking about how much these people earn in a year. And I said to my husband, do you know that if they just take $1 million of their $1 million, and they go and give it to, you know, places like third world countries that need it, think about how that would change the world. And as kingdompreneurs, I believe that God has placed that desire in most of us. I would love to be able to live well off of 10% of my income and give the rest away. God, where do you want me to give it? And that's his heart. So fast forward many, many years, I was in the network marketing industry. I love that industry. I believe it's a great industry, especially for women, women that are raising kids and they want to earn money. But it's not going to take up 60 hours a week or 40 hours a week. And so I saw it as a place where I love the industry. And I saw it as a place where I could really help raise up leaders and earn income, right? And because it's not bad, those of you listening, it is not bad to earn income. God is not holding that to us. And the word of God specifically says that. So I was, after a number of years of being in this industry, I was partnered. I still am partnered with this company, but it's not my main thing because God has kind of steered me in a different direction. I actually achieved the top leadership rank within 20 months. And that's very fast. And only because it was all God, but I had skills coming into it. I was partnered with God. But what happened was after this happened, it kind of fell apart. And I was kind of like, this is it? Like a month after it happened, I was like, why am I not more excited? Why don't I feel this way? Why isn't it what I thought it was going to be? And he completely, for an entire year, he completely pulled me back and started pruning me and working in my heart to change me so that I was starting to focus on really what his plans are for my business. And not my plans so that he'll bless them. So here I am now, still in the health industry, but it's very, very different where I work with women in my community to help them learn who they are in Christ, build their faith, because you cannot be a Christian if you do not have faith. It's not a religion, it's a relationship. And when you have that relationship with the Lord, this is about building that relationship and trusting God before anything else. Right? That's where your faith is going to develop. And really helping women to first develop their spirit, a spiritual health, then their renewal of their mind, because everything, what's going on up here is everything. And then we will be able to steward our body well, but it doesn't have to take over everything. And at the same time, this is my last piece, because this could go on forever, because there's so much to say, is helping women to really exit the hustle culture and work from a place of rest. The grind, the striving, you know, climbing the ladder, you know, those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about. How can you now start to prioritize what's important and get out of the hustle culture and focus on working from a place of rest, which actually starts up here. So when we talk about triumph, I believe as Christians, the word says that we're to live a victorious life. And how did that happen for me? Well, it's ever expanding. I haven't arrived, but you know, that I can say that the triumph where I am now, even though I'm not really where I want to be, where my desires are, God wants to grow us, not to the goal, but he wants to grow us from where we are now to where we are growing to. And so my triumph, I can say that it's the renewal of the mind. So for me, for so many years, since I was a kid even, the blocks were in my mind. And so I've been able to overcome that through the work that I teach now on renewing the mind and giving the mind a renovation so that now, you know, we as women can actually be who God has created us to be, because we up here is what stops us. The triumphant peace is how renewing my mind to what the word says and then living that out. That was what has created victory and triumph in my life.
So many good points that was made. And so just because a lot of people feel money is bad and Christians shouldn't even be in business and things of that nature. And the Bible says the love of money is bad, right? And so money is simply a resource for us to be able to work the ministry as much as God would allow. And some of these barriers and some of the things that we can't do, even when we give to the needy and things of that nature, is so much more that we want to do. But that barrier is that we don't have the finances and we don't have the resources to do it. So if God puts a business or plan on your mind, then of course he wants you to go ahead and do what you need to do so you can actually be a help. And so you can actually have the resources to help even at a bigger magnitude. But I think that was very neat in what you said, because that is so true. And then what I like about you, which is so similar to my personal testimony, is that I was very goal-oriented myself. I told you, I had started a business, and it's like God just stopped me and he said, did you even ask me if I wanted you to do this? And I was like, no. So I started this whole business and my whole life was planned around starting this business, you know, because as a kid, we're told, pick a career, pick what you want and make the career path and stay on that path to do that thing. And so I just stayed in that lane so much so where I did get my degree. I got the degree I was supposed to. So I went out and started a business because that was what I wanted to do since I was a child. And God said, did I tell you to do that? And I automatically thought he was going along with it because he was, you know, he was there, you know? And it's like God said, did you even ask me what my purpose is for you? And I was like, oh, no, I never asked. And I realized like what you're saying is so true. I was so in a hustle mindset of just having goals, goals, that in some kind of way, I put God in a box of how I'm going to serve him. It's like, I'm going to serve him on Sundays. I'm going to serve him when I pray, when I do this stuff. But as far as my business, I have to do this. And it's like, no, that's not how God wants us to be. Like, oh, it was so major when you said it's not about religion, it's about relationship. And that is so major because that's what he wants. He wants us to fellowship with him. He wants us to acknowledge him in all our ways. And that's when he will direct our paths. And so he's like waiting to see, okay, is she going to acknowledge me in this? Or is she going to try to do it herself? Oh, okay, go ahead. And he's going to let us make those, you know, those mistakes because we're trying to willpower it. We're trying to do it ourselves. And so then when we get in these situations, we're like, how did we even get here? Oh, because you wanted to do that. And I just let you do it. And so when I came to that realization that I didn't even ask him, I didn't even consider him. Then I was like, okay, God, well, what do you want me to do? And that's when he was like, I want you to do this and da, da, da. And then everything that he leads you to is going to glorify him. And he has an individual purpose for every single one of us that is going to glorify him. That's what he always, his end of alls is always to draw as many people to him as possible. And so when I realized that, I was like, okay, God, you know, tell me what to do. And now he just drives the car and I'm in a pasture seat. But yes. What I like about what you said too about hustle mindset. Oh, that's a big one. You need to like hit on that again, because hustle mindset, so many people feel like that they have to stay in the hustle and bustle of the world. And that is the world mindset. His mindset has always been rest and peace. And you being in a state of rest. And so can you even hit that again? Because I think some people need to hear that.
Yeah. So God is all about the grace over grind culture, right? So it's focusing on, and rest really is what I've learned about rest is, there's actually a really good book. It's called Being a Mary in a Martha World. So definitely good read, Being a Mary in a Martha World, because Martha is all about the, oh my gosh, I'm in the kitchen, I gotta make sure this is done. And this is in North America, this is what life is like, right? Whereas in, and Mary is like, no, that stuff can wait. I just need to be at Jesus' feet, and I need to be focusing on what it is that he wants me to do, and in filling myself with his word, because it's important for us to be able to hear him better and for us to slow down to be able to hear him. Because the thing is that when we're in that hustle and we don't realize it, because this is the thing, is especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're in the online space, because most entrepreneurs are growing online, maybe in both online and offline, but you've got to make ends meet. You've got to make money. You know what I mean? So what happens is because one of the things that I used to think, and now I'm like, I can't even believe I thought that. I'm like, Lord, why did you make me think that for so long? And it's obviously not his fault. And so is that when you're focused so much on the hustle, 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 we're not slowing down to hear or even ask what he wants us to hear, right? And what he wants us, I never asked him. You know, the Bible says that you don't have because you don't ask. So the question is, are we asking God what it is that he wants us to do? Or what is it that he wants, what does he want us to do? What does he want us, who does he want us to talk to? Are we making our business about us and paying bills? And because yes, we need money, but if we are making that an idol, because that's what it becomes. Has our business become an idol? Because an idol is something that we're worshiping, that we're not worshiping God, right? So when we're worshiping God, we're not going, our idol could be fear, doubt, worry, right? So when we're focusing on that and worshiping that area versus God, and that he's our source and he's our strength and Holy Spirit is our counselor and our advocate and our comfort, it's two different things. So yeah, so that rest is also, some of you might be thinking, well, I got a lot of things I need to do in the day. And yes, we do, but rest is not so much that you're hustling physically, it's a heart posture. It's what's going on in our mind. It's a mindset. So where is our focus? So that's a question I would ask you all listening, is the question is, where is your focus? Is your focus more on, because I will be honest, that's where my focus was. I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, okay, what do I need to grow my business? And then later on in the day, okay, it was, did I spend time in the Word? Yeah. But I was more concerned about spending time in how I can grow my business, how I can learn to grow my business more. It was always about the business. Always, always, always. Oh my gosh. It's like, so thinking about it, it's so nauseating. And now I can say, and I can tell you with the women, the other kingdom-minded women that I'm connected with, they can tell you the same thing, is now it's like when you put him first, he adds everything else to you. So if you want to take the trips, you can take trips. God's not saying, no, you are not allowed to have fun. No, but he adds, if you're not focused on that only, he wants you. He delights in the prosperity of his servant. He delights. And he's a father. I have children, as you said earlier, and I love when I gift my children and they're happy and they're excited, and that makes me happy. Well, God is the same, if not more. God is our father, and we need to look at him as our father. And so a father, when he blesses his children, that makes him happy. So I really do encourage you to think about, you know, with that rest over hustle. It's a heart posture. Ask yourself, start journaling. Take out, I have a journal right here, prayer journal. I would write in that journal, where is my heart? And is my idol worship about my business? Am I thinking more about, what are you thinking the most about? What are you thinking the most about? That is the question. And start journaling. And don't be shy if the answer is not God, because that's true for a lot of people. That was true for me. And I don't feel shameful for that. The devil will want you to feel shame because of that, but you need to take authority over that spirit, because that's not what God has for us. Because shame is another spirit that wants to keep us down. It will keep us hiding. It will keep us feeling like we're not good enough and our story's not good enough, and we won't come and do podcasts to share a story, because we think, well, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And shame can run deep for from when we were kids, but just know that the enemy wants us to, he wants to hold us down. He wants us to be moving forward from our limitations and not from who God says we are. So, So I would ask yourself, what are you thinking more about? Who are you thinking more about? And if it's not God, then we need to just repent. Lord, forgive me. I didn't even realize until I heard this conversation. So forgive me and help me to turn. Repentance is turning away from and doing something different.
Yes, it was good because I've entertained people that felt just because we say you should be operating in the rest of God and his peace and really in being in God's spirit, it's peaceful. It's comforting. And just because you're in that spirit doesn't mean that you're lazy. That's why I'm glad you said that it is a heart position. It's literally surrendering all to him where you're asking him, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Lord, okay, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this situation? How do you want me to handle this part? And how do you want me to handle this part of the business? And da, da. And you're actually communicating with him and he's communicating with you and he's giving you the how to's, he's giving you what to do. And what's crazy about it is he knows how to expedite things beyond your little means. You know what I'm saying? And so he may say something like, I want you to spend a day with me. And you're like, oh, but I got bills, I got stuff, but you want me to spend a day with you? And all behold, you put down your stuff and you spend that time with him. And then everything that you was worrying about, he've already figured it out. And then now before you know it, you're doing even better in that thing that you would have been doing that day anyway, because you gave that time for God. And that's all he wants. He wants us to build this relationship with him where he's the source. That's so important what you said. At the end of the day, he's the source. And he has more than we can ever imagine. And so we just need to hold on to our Father and let him lead us and guide us and talk to us and commune with him. And then know that he will take care of us. And it's so true that he knows exactly what we need. He knows that we need our bills paid. He knows that we need a roof over our head. He knows that we need food in the fridge. And so it's not like he's saying, serve me and then I don't care about any of that stuff. No, he knows what it takes to sustain us all. But what he's saying is, will you trust me? Will you trust me with your life? Because when you just trust him and just like rest in that, then that's when he takes care of all the rest. And I actually learned this lesson the hard way from my husband. It was so funny. So you remember I said I started a business. And I was very goal oriented and I had the degree. What killed me is I had the degree. I had the background knowledge. I had worked in this field for over, 10 years and I started a business in this field. So of course it's going to prosper and it's going to blow up. That did not happen. And I was like, what's going on? And so now I'm with my husband and he has a business. And he's totally, he could care less. I can't explain it. It's like he does not have the background at all. He did not spend years on studying this thing. But yet I watched his business flourish before my eyes. His business had 500, 600 sales. And I'm like, how did that just happen when my little business ain't got nothing, you know? So I'm watching my business have nothing and I'm watching his business. I had to stop working with my business to work on his because his business is getting all the sales. We got to get them out. And I'm like, God, what is this? And he said, oh, this is when I'm working with something. And I'm like, oh, what? He said, yeah, this is when I'm working with it. Yeah, I told him to do that. And that's what I do, you know? And so, and I realized I'm the one with the hustle mentality in this situation. And I see what the spirit of rest does when God just gives you an idea and you just say, okay, I'm gonna do it. And you're just obedient. Then he blesses it. But
when we like have this mindset and it's all about us and we have these goals lined up, we have the 5-year plan, the 10-year plan, and we didn't ask God about none of that. You know, we're just here trying to, Christian said, that we paid the bills, that we have things lined up for ourselves. Even with good intentions, we may say, well, I want to give it and you know, I'm going to do this X, Y, and Z. But how are you acquiring it? You know, and what spirit are you acquiring it in? That matters. And so when you, I actually just say, okay, God, I'm with you. Whatever you say, whatever you put in my spirit, that's what I'm going to do today. Then that's when he shows up and he take care of things, but he wants us to be content in just him and that being enough. And then that's when he's like, okay, I see I can trust you.
Yeah. You know, what comes to me when you were talking, what scripture just keeps coming to me is, be still and know that I am God. And we think about what stillness is. Stillness is, there's just no worry, no doubt. And a lot, and that stillness, the stillness is up here. So just like Jesus in the boat with the disciples, and there's this crazy storm, like when you actually do some study into that storm, like that storm was like hurricane storm, which any of us would be like really scared. And he's like, well, like, what, do you have no faith at all? Like, he's sleeping in the boat and they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? Why are you sleeping? Because he just knows, and he there's this stillness, even in the storm, whatever the storm is. The storm could be outside. The storm usually is what's happening in our life. And he says to be still. So God doesn't tell us to do something, to be still, if he doesn't have a reason to. So he's saying to be still, to not worry, not doubt, not have anxieties and fears. Be still and know that I am God. So be still and know that I am God. Knowing that he is God, that would mean I can take care of it, right? Be still and know that I am God. But here he's telling us to be still, no anxious anxiety, no fear, doubt, worries, because I am God. Then that must mean that he's going to take care of things. And he always does. My friend has always said that God is never late, but he's always on time. It may not be on your timing, but he's always on time, right? Because we don't know what he has to, he knows our needs before we actually ask him. And we do have to ask him, but he knows our needs. So be still and know that I am God. And that in itself, for those of you listening, what I would recommend, the Bible says that we need to meditate on the word day and night and never let it depart from our mouth. And meditate is not the, you know, like, that's not meditation. Meditation is where you're ruminating on something. He says, think on things that are lovely and joyful and peaceful and right, and to renew our mind to the things of the word. So it's really, really important to just meditate on the word. So go back to that scripture. Find scriptures that are going to help you in your situation when it comes to business, whatever it is, and stand on the scripture. Stand on that scripture. Keep reading it over and over. I've had times where I've taken in this book, I've just written out a psalm, and I wrote it out, and I wrote it out. He is a shield to those who walk, whose walk is blameless. So basically following his word and being obedient to his word. You guard the course of the just and protect the way of his faithful ones. Okay, I almost couldn't read my writing, but faithful ones. So you take that scripture and you read it over and over. If that scripture is what you need at that time, and you meditate on it and you say it over and you personalize it to you. And then you can even write it out, because when you write, what science has proven, everything, science just confirms what God has already said, by the way. But science has proven that when we write things, it actually activates our brain to remember the things that we're writing. So you might even want to write the scripture and then say it and then pray over it, and it becomes memory. It's to get the word of God into their spirit. Because when you come into that storm in your life, in your business, and whatever it is if you don't have the word, you're going to know if you're prepared, because the word is going to come out when you're squeezed. And just like Paul says, when you're squeezed and trials and tribulations come, you will know if the word is coming out and you're standing on 2 feet and you're not wavering, or if it's the opposite, you will know how much word you've put in. So life will test us. right? So meditate on the word. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Make sure your words are speaking what God's word says. And then he said, your paths will be made straight. He blesses us. He will give us the successes. But if your focus is just on that, like what we said in the beginning, is just on, you know, what you want your business to bring in, then he's like, your heart is not in the right spot. And he's looking at our heart. He cares about our heart. So
this has been an awesome interview. When I have guests like you, I'm like, I wish it was an hour now. Only have 30 minute interviews. Like, I just want to hear her talk. But yeah, oh my God, this is so good. I hope you guys hear, because I'm glad to have you on, because I feel like this podcast episode is for clarity, you know, to clear out some of those things so you can ask those hard questions like, Lord, is this your will? Did you really tell me to do this? Is this something that you even want me to do? And Lord.
So that was the wonderful interview with Christian Owens. If you want to look up her information, it is available underneath the description box. That's usually where I put these things. Also, make sure you follow this podcast. That's the type of stuff that we do here on Ladies of the Light. Interview some wonderful ladies of God. And I pray that it just encouraged and strengthened you guys. And so make sure you follow the podcast. And if you want to see our faces, we also have a YouTube video of the interview that's available on. You guys have a wonderful day and be blessed in God. And I look forward to seeing you next time.